I'm holding on to Hay on an olive at the two dots. So yesterday, the last thing that we finished learning was that a butcher is allowed to buy and to leave it for 30 days. According to Rashi, that means 30 days until a specific fair or Yom HaShuk. Tosfos disagrees, and that's Nogea with today's Gemara as well. He learns, I believe you were pointing out yesterday, that Tabak needs to always buy in quantity, and according to Tosfos, the 30 days is from the day that he purchases, no matter what. The same thing is true of a non-professional who needs to buy for a yontiv or for a chasana, so he's allowed to leave it up until the chasana or 30 days, whichever comes first. Apparently because of Misha Eretz Yisrael. It was specifically brought, it's very interesting because it's again the question of whether it's true as Man Hazeh. If it's a din in Kovid of Eretz Yisrael, there's a big machlokas that the Shulchan Aruch passed in, they claim that he didn't see the capital of Perah. But he passed in that Bismano, of course there was no real Yishuv here, but this was no longer Nogea. Because who's he going to damage anyway? Arabs or whatever. So it's not important. But the Gospel of Perach says that the nature of the whole Gezera was, as you're pointing out, it seems out of proportion in every way. I mean, there's such a fuss over it. Today's Gemara is even more astonishing. And he learns that it was a special Gezera that was made and because of that, it was chal at all times, even if there were no Jews here, and therefore he argues on it. I mean, it was earlier than the Shulchan Aruch, but he argues on the Shulchan Aruch. And it's very interesting because there's hashgachic implications about the idea. Because remember, in a way, it's very astonishing. All of the others were Reyatrain. And now we're going to make a Gezera. And they were Reyatrain in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to make a gzeira now that the worst thing, we'll see how we look at this, is to be a Reya train, because that's mamash destroying Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But the entire dark of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael came specifically through our Ovites who were nomads and who were mishalkim with the Reya train. So apparently the Nekudah over here is that the growth into a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael from the Ovites who were only given the schutz to the halicha that one day they'll have Eretz Yisrael, the stress and that difference is to go from being Reyatrain to ending up being Kavuim with Shavet and so on. It also has major implications because it goes back to the Machlokas of Cain and Hevel. Cain and Hevel were both arguing about this issue, in which Hevel was the Reyatrain, and because it's called Hevel. Right, and that's and the whole meaning of Cain is that he had invested in the world, and he was the one who started agriculture, which is the whole meaning of Kilayim comes from there also. That's Darshat Tzemer Upishtim. The Tzemer was Keneged Hevel, the Upishtim was Keneged Cain. So that these two different approaches to the world end up taking on a very special reality in Eretz Yisrael, and this is part of that takana. So that's why it seems to be completely out of sight in terms of what it's for and how machmi we are on it. Shalom Talmidah v'shev Gamliel. Ma'u l'gadel. Gamliel's Talmidah, this is Rabbi Gamliel HaZaki who came before Rabbi. So they asked him, what is the din about being having son in Eretz Yisrael, being Megadot's son? Ma'u lehem mutar. So he said to them, it's okay. Now this bothers us because if from Gamliel HaZaki said it was mutter, how could Rebbe put into the Mishnah spot that ain't Megadim? So we're asking, we're not asking him, we're asking how does the word make sense? That's not ain't Megadim. Well, the Hawking Kabbalah, Maulish Host, they didn't ask from Gamliel whether you're allowed to be Megadel. Obviously you're not allowed to be Megadel. The question that they asked him was, is it mutter to be Shohet? Now Rashi learns that the question over here is it mutter to be Shohet, and when he says it's mutter, the Rabbanan are arguing. So in other words, he was asking, according to Rashi, is it mutter to be Shohet above and beyond the 30 days, special times for the way Rashi was learning, the special times for the fair, for a professional, special times for a yontif, or for making a chasana for the individual. Tosfos says he doesn't see why we have to learn the Rabbanan are arguing. Remember Gamliel? The Mao Lishos could be Mao Lishos for the professional, or Mao Lishos before the Rego. Gufa is the question that we had before, and the answer that he gave was that it's Mutter Lishos. According to Tosis, this now turns out to be a definition of what we learned yesterday, that you can keep for 30 days. That Rami Gamliel says, when you said you can keep it, it doesn't mean keep it going around outdoors. It means kosherabikra'yamita, it means you tie it in your house. And this is where the old maestro came from, where you need more room for yantas, because before yantas, the house is full of animals. You let it go. Rashi brings a raya, by the way, to this whole concept of you want the animals, you have to take care of them. The kosherabikra'yamita is from the pasuk Yisruchag ba'avishim ha'kanesh ha'nizdeach. So Yisruchag, that's what's called Yisruchag. Now it turns out beautifully, because Yisruchag ba'avishim is tied the korban ha'chag onto Kroy Hamita with Avotim. So now the question would be, the Shloshim Yom, does the Shloshim Yom include the day after the Yontif? So now we call it Yisruchag, you see, it's beautiful. Because now we're saying, since the derech is that you don't leave Yerushalayim, you have to have a lina and stay afterwards. Anyway, so on that day you also need extra meat. So Yisruchag, we call it as an Yisruchag, because you still have your animals tied to the Kroy Hamita. It's very amazing how these things literally tied to the pack, tying the animal to the bed. So you see how really central this idea is. I mean, it's mamish wild. Yeah, I mean, in those days they didn't have different rooms. It was a one-room house, a large cabin. Turn around, Maaseh b'chashiv echad, sh'hayah bo neach milibo. It was once in Baisa with a particular chashiv. And there the Gemara in Chagiga talks about who this must be. Certainly one of the very earliest, and it says that he was having a lot of heart pain. So he'd go neach milibo, he was mamish in pain, he didn't have any pain relievers. Yishavu l'rofim, they went and asked doctors what might help him. Yomru en lo takana shidat chalav roteach b'shacharit ha-shacharit. A man needs to drink warm milk every morning. He had an ulcer. So he viu lo ein, said, where's he going to get milk from? They didn't have milk deliveries to the house in those days. So they brought him a little goat, the kashrulo v'kray amita, and they tied the goat to his bed so that he could have fresh milk. And boy, that is fresh, warm milk every morning. V'haya yonekli mena mishacharit l'shacharit, and he would get fresh milk from that goat every morning. Yamin nitnasu chavirav lebakro. So it came some time later. His friends, meaning the Gedolei Torah, came to me lebakro. Kivan shirau otah ha'ez kishura b'chra'e hamita chazru la'achoreihem. When they were about to walk into his house and saw the goat tied to his bed, they turned right back out and left. The Amru, and they said, "Mishtim mizuyim b'deitosho zed." A man keeps a highway robber in his home. The Anu Nefashim, that's what we're supposed to be seen walking into this guy's house. This is outrageous. Yashvu, Batku, they all sat down to figure out how terrible this man is. What other things has he done? He's obviously not who we thought he was. But Lo Matzuba, Ela Otavon, Cho'otah'ez. There was nothing that he had ever done wrong that anybody knew about, except that he kept that goat. Ve'afu, Bishat Nitato, and he had his deathbed, where he would say, Vidri, Omari said, Yodea ani shein bi avon ela avon otah ha'ez. I know that the only thing I ever did wrong in my entire life was that I kept that little goat. Sha'avarti al divrei chaverai, that I didn't listen to what my chaverim said, that you're not allowed to be masha more than shloshim yarim, even if it's tied to Kroy Amita, because Rabbi Gamliel was referring to the Bedavka for that case, where he said, up to shloshim, you can only be masha. At least that's how the Tosfos is learning. According to Rashi, was being matir even more. But there wasn't so bad. He was going like Rabbi Gamliel. Oh, so that's the Shiloh over here. The question is. By the way, these are really serious questions. Imported. Yeah, to import. You get from the tabak. You get tzedekah. The tabak would import it. And you would, yeah, of course you could take that from Shuria. Yeah, how about when? Yeah. Didn't apply. We'll see then. No. Yes, it's not because of the destruction of the earth. It's any small animal, they're gonna die. So there are? Okay, we'll see later today. We're gonna discuss other small animals. So these questions come up very much, because Zman Hazeh, there's various yeshuvim, kibbutzim, that make their living off of small animals. There's been a lot of modern shilas, all the way down to Rabbi Yasher, about what the din is Zman Hazeh, the gabi these things. Tremendous makor. Some learn that where an entire yeshuv is growing, so then there's a mesila on everybody who owns the sabbath and sabbath, if it's all their ground anyway. So that even the people who have the sabbath, by definition, since in Yishuv Shitufi, so they're being merkel, and therefore we don't have the takona that applies in that case, some of the more mechudish tikkur approaches. Then there's also shaila, which Rav Avadi Yosef was asking regarding the question of the tzarkei refuah. What about a chol she'ein ba'avish l'chol she'esh bo sakana? I mean, before there was no Yisr, it was not mamish geneva, which is the geneva that should become the day geneva. How about a chol she'ein bo sakana? So some will learn this, isn't that what we're talking about over here? A chol she'ein bo sakana. He was geneva, he was liba. It's a metallic, that he was the tsar, but that he was still functioning, and he wasn't next to Lashko Gufay. But the Torkei Rufua, the sort of a Vazir Yosef learned that the Torkei Rufua was talking no Yisr. Maybe it was only because he was a chassid and people would learn from him. That's why Tachta Maisa Beis HaChassid. And also, it's very good to drink fresh warm milk. Good. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. You should know that Mibale Batim Shebegalila Yon Hayu Beit Abba. You should know that my family came from the most kosher of Bale Batim, the Galil Elyon. And then the Galil was ruined. His name Ma'farvu Shehoyu Marim Bechurshin. I'll tell you what they did wrong. Even though the Maitre says it's Mutter, in a Koresh, if it's a wilderness area, if it's a wooded area, not a field area, it's Mutter. The Gemara is going to ask, why were they destroyed? But they were barring the korshim, and they were donning the imamim as binyachid. Now, alpha pishayolahem korshim samuch lebateihem. Even though they owned the koresh. So, I mean, what were they doing wrong? The problem was that there was one small field that belonged to somebody else in the area. And their animals would be over that area on the way to the koresh. Ma'avirim deravaleha. And because of that, there was chal on them. And that's why they were ruined. Tana Rabbanan, Roe Sha'asa Teshuvah, Ein Lechadim Oto Limkor Miyad. If a Roe who has a lot of sheep does Teshuvah, so he comes to Bez and he says, he knows he's doing the wrong thing. They don't tell him, sell your entire flock today, because that way he'll lose a lot of money, and the people should be able to do Teshuvah. They give him time. When he gets, something comes his way, something comes to hand, we say the same thing in English, ayad. Something comes to his hand, he's up. The same thing is true of a ger who inherits klavim, or chazirim, birushato, ein lechadim atonim kor miyad, he doesn't have to sell right away, yalam mocher ayad ayad. V'chein, nishin adal likach bayit likach isha v'eret Yisrael. Somebody makes a matter that he's making aliyah, and he's going to get married in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to settle down in Eretz Yisrael. So, in the Kadima Tolikach Miyad, Hashim Sataho again as well. We're not Makayim to take the first thing. You made another, go and be Makayim right away. It's understood that that means an appropriate home, an appropriate woman. So he has a right to choose like anybody else would choose. Umasebi Shah Kachaya Banam Make Serla, it was once a Maisa of an almana whose son was driving her crazy all the time that she has to get remarried, and she couldn't take him anymore. So she finally jumps up and says, okay, I swear, komi shiavo eni marzirato. Whoever comes along and proposes, I accept. Of course, the news got around, so the local beggar came around and he said, okay, I propose. But she refused to accept, so they went to Besdin, and they paskin b'shabad, the Vayetz HaChachomim, amru lo nitkavna zo ala l'agunla. When she said the first one, she means the first appropriate one, not somebody from the street. And the Shemona, just as we say that you cannot raise small animals that are domesticated animals, so too you cannot raise small chayot, so like pets, Rabbi Yishmael says, but you can raise megadlin klavim kufrin, you can raise small dogs. They're like miniature dogs, Rashi says, they're dwarf dogs. And then he has another deer set, very large dogs, which are used for hunting purposes.
But, little
nothing dogs. The chatulin, and you can raise cats. The kofin and monkeys. The chuldot sena'im, which may be bush monkeys. Sena is a lesson of a bush. Chuldot sena'im, but everyone's going to ask what this is exactly. Because such things are very useful to have in a house. They get rid of mice, they get rid of snakes, and therefore people keep them. Professor Schwartz once gave a talk. He used to, here in the room, I don't know, yeah? He used to give, I think every Shabbos, he used to give a little discussion about the history and so on and so on. So I remember once he brought that the minhag in Yerushalayim was that everybody had a monkey. And that was in order to have something that the place would be overrun with snakes. And the monkeys would go after snakes. Then it broke out, one of these simian viruses. All the monkeys died. The place was overrun, and that's when they started bringing in the cats. And from that time, the place was overrun with cats. But at least you don't see any snakes, and not that many mice either. So this is taka based on the brisa. The Rabbi Shmuel says that it's okay to have monkeys and cats because they're good for killing mice, rats, snakes, and so on. By the way, what are exactly chuldot sna'im? Omer of Yehuda, it's called the sharsa harsa. That's a big help. So. So it's, but you see that it's called here a sheriff, right? The sharza, Russian sheriff, does that mean that it's mamish one of the shuatsim? Even the amri a charza diktine shate, it's a charza type of weasel that has very low, very dwarfed feet. Varaya bene vardine. And it lives between rose bushes, so they call it the sneh, because it lives among the sna'im. It's chuldat sna'im. And why do we call it a sharza? The mitatoi shake, because since its feet are so small, it looks like it's literally been shere kala art, the way shrotsim are.
A
maybe a ferret. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Maybe talk a ferret. And they are. There are a lot of them around. You see them all the time. Yeah, you see them. You see them creeping around. They look like they're creeping.
Thing with small little legs coming up.
Yeah.
Very quick, very agile, very fast.
Omer of Yidam Arab. Ashino atzinu b'bava keretz Yisrael v'imadakam. In Bava, we have accepted upon ourselves that the halacha is that we have to treat it like Eretz Yisrael, as far as Yidol v'imadak is concerned, because it's a tremendous yishuv of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore we're makted on the yonim of Geneva and the shmirat ha-yishuv as we are in Eretz Yisrael. Omele Ravada bar Abba Ravuna. Well, that's very interesting. What about your little pet? Did who takes care of your pet that is supposed to be usher now? Omele, our animals, we got these little animals, including our sheep. But Chuva takes care of it. My wife. On my way, she said, Huva, she's perennially blush. Her children should drop dead. This is what she does. The person doesn't like that chat because it's sort of vicious. So he learns that this is not the only time that this happens. Remember, Rav Barava told Rav Huna, who cuts your kids' tails? And he said, Huva. And he said the same thing, Huva, your kids should drop dead. And indeed, as the Gemara will say here, as long as Rav Barava was alive, none of the children of Huva survived. So it's quite a name to have, a Chovan. So Tosfos says, here he says the chat is that he was asking, what do you mean? Have all her children died that she has time to take care of small animals? I mean, doesn't have anything else to do with her time. Mm-hmm. But he says, so what are you about over there? So his other lesson is, he says, you mean to say Chovan's not marked it, that she should be gracious, that something bad could happen to her children? She's willing to be sick for Unu, but now that there's such a thing to act in such a way. But because it was Kishkaga Yotzei Pishavi, it's as if he had given a curse, even though Chatzomi didn't mean to. So Kulei Shani the Rav Ahava, as long as Rav Ahava was alive, Lo Ikayin Zara La Ravina Mikova. He never had any children that survived into adulthood from Chov.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know, he could say, yeah, he's master. How can you be Tomachon? It's terrible. You should drop that. There was another lesson here that was Rav Huna Amarat that said, Asinu atmina bebava kersolve vendaka, but only Michiyosa Rav Lebava. That's after Rav came to Bava. And after Rav came to Bava, Rashi learned there's an actual change in the matzav in Bava. Because at that point, it says, Rabu HaMityashvim, many more people came to live in Bava. So then they changed that there should be a shmir on this halakha in Bava. But the other lashon is that Rashi himself brings in Tosfos learns, and he proposes to bring his raya that it can't mean that it's a new state, because there's places where we ask for mice and rats from before, like in Gittin. So he learns that the pshat is that until Rav came and taught what the halacha is, we didn't know the halacha. But when Rav came and he said that a mokum yishuv of Yisrael has the same din of Eretz Yisrael, so then we started being noyig this way. But it's not that the matzah changed from the times of the Paresh and Masger. At the time of the Golos Yachin already, this is the way that it was the halacha. Rav Shmuel Veravatsko, we had a really serious problem over here, because Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi all came together to a Shavua Habein, and some say it was to a Yeshua Habein. Now a Shavua Habein is a Bris Milah, after the first week. A Yeshua Habein is a strange thing. So one Lashon Rashi learns a Yeshua means a Lashon of the Podet, Lahoshiyah. So you've been Podet, Potidian Habein is a Yeshua Habein, which shows that there used to be a Seuda indeed of a Pidyon Habein. This was brought. This is how Rashi learns it's a Pidyon Habein. However, Tosfos finds even if Yeshua means Pidyon, because the Targum of Yeshua is Purkan, and Purkan also means to be Podet, Tosfos finds it all very interesting in terms of the relationship of the root of the word. But nobody ever calls a Pidyon Haben a Purkan in the sense of a Yeshua. We're not saving him from anything. It's a whole different sense of Pidyon. He doesn't accept that. He says, what's the shot? And this Tosfos is the mucker of a very important minhag that we have. Tosfos says the shot of Yeshua Haben that he was saved from dying in the birth. He was saved from the womb, saved from all the dangers of Tosfos. He was actually Yeshua, who was a saving, which now many bring is the source of the Shalom Zohar. So the closeness to death and so on, but before the Shavua Haben, there's also a Yeshua Haben. From here we see that there was a Surah for Yeshua Haben.
So we're not close.
I guess they're more expendable. For everyone. it would be only for a beginner day. Okay? Yeah. That type of thing. Yeah, okay, obviously we'll be mitzarabic with these other important reasons that he, you know, could have, we could have lost all of his parents. He's mukhi even limit our, I mean, that's why it's not there then. But in any event, they had a serious problem. Because speaking of these vicious curses that happened to people, Rav did this to Shmuel. Rav was sick once, and Shmuel gave him a remedy that Rav would never have taken, which almost completely wiped him out. And he had no idea that Shmuel had done this for so long, so he didn't know it was from Shmuel. He said, who was it that did that to me? His children should drop dead. And that's what happened to Shmuel. Shmuel, so Rav, when he found out what happened, he felt terrible. And he was always mechabe Shmuel, that Shmuel always has to go in front of him, even though Rav was greater than Shmuel. So here, they had a terrible matzah, because these three people had no way of walking into a door. Why? Because, you see, Rav would never walk in before Shmuel, because of this mice. But Shmuel would never walk in before Ravashi, because Ravashi was greater than him. But Ravashi would never walk in before Rav, because he was a Talmud of Rav. So nobody could walk in. So they were staying there in front of the door, staring at each other. Nobody's moving. So there was a big problem. So they decided somebody's going to have to stay outdoors. And that will relieve us of the issue, because it's only that it's a closed circle, but if we break the circle, so then it'll be okay. So Amri Man Nitra, so who's going to stay out? So they said, okay, Nitra Shmuel, let Shmuel stay out. And then Rav, because he's back to the youngest, the least of the Hashemim here, let Rav and Rav Ashi go. And in that order, and everything will be fine. Rav is the Rebbe of Ravashi. He didn't have this problem meeting with the Chabad Ravashi. And Shmuel would walk in later. That way it wasn't as if they're coming into this thing. So the Nisrach Rav, or Ravashi, I understand, we could have broken the circle anyway. I mean, and if Rav would have stood out, and Shmuel had no problem with Ravashi, I mean, why did it have to be Shmuel who stood out? Or if Ravashi stayed out, Shmuel was willing to accept that Rav, he understood, was because of the Hashivas. Rav was trying to make it up to him, and that he was Makabo, that he walked in before Rav. So why did they say that Shmuel has to stay in? And because the point is that it was Rav was Milsa de Alma with Abba Shmuel, because the element of Rav wasn't really else to cover. The element of Rav was that he was trying to make things up for Shmuel. So let's take that issue out of here and stick with the issue of cover. So Shmuel will stay out of the way. We'll be able to be manage the because he had once cursed him, so Rav would have him go first. Anyway, while this is all going on, while they're having this whole discussion, a terrible tragedy happened, and a shunra comes along, and cat comes in and bites the arm of the newborn child. So it was terrible. Here they come to Yeshua Ben, and the baby is attacked and mauled by a cat. So Nofak Rav Vidora. So Rav had gone out and been Doresh that it was ushered for anyone to have the cat anyway. What was it doing here? Not based on this mice, but that people should know that it's a chatul, mutar lahorgo. It's mutter to kill a cat, even if it belongs to somebody. The Asurla Kaimo, you're not allowed to keep a cat in your house. The Ainbo Mishum Geza, there's no issue on stealing it. The Ainbo Mishum Ashavas Abeda Labar, when you not have to return it. I mean, this seems rather strange. Obviously, I mean, Kiva Damit Mutala Hargo, if you're telling me I can kill it, so what are you telling me, Asurla Kaimo? No. What do you mean? I mean, I think it's a heter to kill it if you want to protect people, but not that it's an issue, mamish to have it to. Mutala Hargo, but he's sure a leka. Kamash Malan, that it's even also to keep it. And if you say that there's no issue of Gezel, so what do you have to tell me there's no din of Hashem's Aveda? I can walk into his house and take it. Obviously, I don't have to return it to him. Ravina Lo'oro, that's fine, but you find it dead. Now the question is, who gets the skin? So I'm required to return the skin to the owner. Kamash Malan, that they would go, you don't have a virus on the cat. Anybody can come along, take it, even the or of the cat. This was the original Shlomo. Next they were Chimon ben Alozerim, Megadlin Kufrin, Bechaturin, Bekofin, Bechuvot Shnaim. Understand, how could Rob say that there was an issue in having a calf if it says the Pharisee and the Bryce from Jerem ben Elazar that you're allowed to keep cats because they're good for getting rid of mice and snakes and so on? You're going to need some medication for that eye. You've got a pink eye. It's been going on too long. It's keeping you down. It's that cat. It's the mouse. So the more lokasha, some should know there's a difference between black cats and white cats. Hab ufma, hab chivra. Depends if it's a black cat or if it's a white cat. Everybody knows that. White cats, they are vicious. Black cats, they're nice. What? Ramaisa de Rav ufma havi. But Rav's story was with a black cat. So how can Rav, as a result of the story, we make such a big fuss of it, if a black cat is the one that's supposed to be nice and is mutter to have? No. It looked like a black cat. But its mother was a white cat. And it was from a species of white cat that happened to this particular individual had some regressive genes and turned out to have a black cat. But it came from a line of white cats, which is clear from its behavior. So it was a white cat, black cat. But didn't Ravina ask what the din is of a black cat that comes from a white cat? And it wasn't so obvious. And here the whole story tells us that we're talking about a black cat that comes from a white cat. It's very interesting that in this week's Time Magazine Newsweek, there is indeed an article of a very strange difference between black cats and white cats that no one can explain. It turns out that the genetic lines are really very different. Coloration is coloration. Black cats are the ones that cause the cat allergies. White cats cause almost no allergies. And nobody had ever noticed this. Amazing. And nobody has any idea why. Anyway, it's come up after now. So anyway, so Ravina, Lakara should have known the answer to the black cat from a white cat line based on the story of Rav, no? Says Murnau. Ravina was asking about a black cat who came from a white cat, which was itself the daughter of a black cat. And there the question is, do we have to be cautious for the white cat before, or do we say, no, the white cat over there was the anomaly, but it's really a black catted line, and therefore you don't have to be cautious for it. But Maisha de Rav was a black cat whose grandfather was also a white cat. So there, obviously, he's a vicious cat. The only Shiloh is. Do you know about it?
Killed them all.
No.
And that is the orange. How would you
assume it? I don't know. Omer of Akka bar Papa, Mishum Rab Abba bar Papa, Mishum Rab Ada bar Papa. Now, it's easy to get mixed up, you see, because others were, actually it was Rab Abba bar Papa who was quoting Rab Chia bar Papa, who was quoting Rab Akka bar Papa. But there's others that learned that, no, it was Rab Abba bar Papa who was quoting Rab Akka bar Papa, who was quoting Rab Chanina bar Papa. You can imagine what happened if they all came to a scene. Masriin Alaki Kruch Beshavis. So he said, three very interesting things. First of all, if there is an outbreak of chichuch, which is a type of boil, and breaks out on the skin and it causes itching and so on, that you're allowed to be masriya even on Shabbos. You say Tehillim and you're Yisrael and so on. It doesn't mean masriya in here with a shofar. And the second thing is, Delet Hanin Elet, Lobim Hirati Patach, a door that has closed does not open very rapidly, which we'll see what we're going to talk about. Shalokeach Bayit Eretz Yisrael, Kotfim Olav Ono Afilu B'Shabbat. If somebody buys a home in Eretz Yisrael, he can write a deed to the home even on Shabbos. And so we're going to talk about each one of these. Meishnei. Vishana puraniyot emitrak shot avot ala tzibur kigon. Tzibuch, hagav, tzibuv, tzirah, gitush, shiloach nechashim v'akravim. Lo hayumat rihin el atzorakim. It says the Seirej that you do not do hatra'ah on things like tzibuch. They're the same as a bad plague of mosquitoes or wasps and so on. It's a bad thing, and you're mevakeh, but you don't do teruah, which Tosha says, wait a second, so I thought, anyway, we weren't talking about doing teruah on Shabbos. And he says, but we should learn from the fact that you could be cleric on Shabbos, that before you should be doing teruah, but especially not to be much to be cleric on Shabbos. So anyway, how do you explain that? Look, Asher, it's not a problem. It depends what type of chichuch. Can the last can be a vesh. It depends whether the chichuch, the shin, is a moist type of shin, like a blister, or whether it's a dry shin. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi shin, shevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mitzvim, lach mibachutz v'yavesh v'bifnim. Shinema v'ayi shin aba'avuot, torei arba adam uva'beimah. There were shin and there were aba'avuot. So the shin itself is a solid growth, is very bad. It's covered with a babua. But if it were just a babua, then ain't up in army. We're not much real.
So if it's dry?
If it's dried, so then it's very painful and maybe dangerous and so on. But delat haninelet lo b'meirati patach. Mind you, what does it mean when it says that once the door is closed, it doesn't open very rapidly? That's talking about marzutra omar smicha. That's referring to someone who had an opportunity to get smicha, which was very difficult, you know, to get a real smicha. And then something happened at the last minute that prevented it. That the simon menashamayim, if he wants to be zoka, he's going to have to mamish, go crazy with tefila and rachamim to be zoka again. Ravash yama, it means in general, kol hameirin lo, somebody who's gotten into a bad matzav, lo b'meiram meitivin lo. He doesn't get out of it very quickly, so say his business failed. But it's not that partial when life turns around to turn it back around again. Rav Akam, he says, duh, forget it, what do you mean it's not fast? Never! Well, that may make even low. Once it goes bad and you lose an opportunity, you never get an opportunity again. Velogi, that's not true. This is Rav Akam speaking about his own miserable experiences. This is Rav Akam Yosudanachi with the Omar, he was just talking from his own experience, and Tosfos points out that he himself said Lo b'mehera meitivim lo. And so how come over here he says that Lo olam e meitivim lo? Because what happened over there was they were going to appoint him Rosh Hashiva, and all of a sudden on that day, in walks a competitor, gives a drasha, and nobody ever sees a day. Oh, unbelievable. He's got to be the Rosh Hashiva. So the whole time, he thought, all right, how long is he going to live? Eventually I'll be Rosh Hashiva. Lo b'meira meitivim lo. When he saw Shigay, he said, Leola meitivim lo. Once you lose it, you never get in there. So this was his own personal experience. V'alokeach bayit b'eretz Yisrael kotvim al lavono apilu b'shabbat. Apilu b'shabbat? What do you mean? Mamish? B'shabbat zal kodai? What do you mean? You can write a star on Shabbos. Elok yom ha-rova hosom. This is the same as Rava explained to Gabi. Another sugya that Eimer l'noch riva oseh doesn't mean you do it yourself. You can tell a goy to write it, even though that's normally oseh. But Hokinami Omer l'noch riva oseh, the apagav de amir l'noch riva shvuti. Even though normally the Rabbanan asked saying to a goy to do an Isra Shabbos, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gazru be Rabbanan. Because of the special mitzvah to be mezakeh someone in a home in Eretz Yisrael, which is marda Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so then the Rabbanan were in Gaza. Somebody who invests in an entire city in Eretz Yisrael, he is forced in Bezdin to further invest in infrastructure. And he has to see to it that there is road works on all four sides that allow entry into the city in all directions from everywhere, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because a proper road system is necessary for building markets and for a growing country, and if you can already invest in a town, then you have to invest in infrastructure.